Writer Hunter S. Thompson died last night at his home in Aspen, Colorado, the result of what police and family members say was a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The self-styled gonzo journalist was 67. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this appreciation.
Somebody call the police! We need help!
Hey, thanks for the ride! I gotta go!
Hey, pay no attention to this swine. He can't handle the medicine. Actually, we're both doctors of journalism, and we're on our way to Las Vegas to cover the main story of our generation.
Listen, I really gotta go.
The truth is...
The scene is from a 1996 CD commemorating the 25th anniversary of Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, Hunter S. Thompson's most famous work. In 1972, Sports Illustrated sent him to cover a motorcycle race in Las Vegas. Instead, he delivered a wild, quasi-fictional account of his drug-induced trip through the city. It ended up in Rolling Stone. The book version went on to be a bestseller. Thompson followed it some years later with Fear and Loathing on the Campaign Trail. But early in his career, Hunter Thompson told NPR, his brazen style didn't go over too well at the small-town dailies he worked for.
I was working for the Middletown Daily Record, and I got in a fight with an advertiser, a gentleman who ran an Italian restaurant across the street because of the quality of his lasagna, I think. And then I kicked in a candy machine because it wouldn't pay off in candy bars. Yeah, I was fired.
Often sporting oversized sunglasses and a cigarette holder dangling from his mouth, Thompson became a counterculture celebrity. Gary Trudeau's Doonesbury character, Uncle Duke, is based on Thompson. And when Johnny Depp played him in the movie version of Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, the actor spent months with him, trying to pick up the writer's woozy mannerisms.
We were somewhere around Barstow, on the edge of the desert, when the drugs began to take hold.
I remember telling Hunter, like, you know, if I do... remotely good job playing you, you'll probably hate me for the rest of your life.
Hunter S. Thompson was one of the pioneers of a first-person style of journalism, where the writer's own experience of events are as much a part of the story as the facts. He didn't believe in objective journalism. It was one of the main reasons, he said, that American politics has been allowed to be so corrupt for so long. Paul Krassner met Thompson in 1965 and edited his work for the magazine The Realist.
He was able to write what other reporters thought. He was not concerned with political correctness. He was more concerned with fighting boredom.
Thompson developed a cult following, writing about politics and American society. He once said his beat was the death of the American dream. But mostly he'll be remembered for a ruthless irreverence that was a lot of fun to read. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.